Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Censored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a nation that appears to be divided on just about everything. I cannot believe the passionate divisions over the issue of wearing masks. I mean, really? Vice President Biden and Senator Harris yesterday, when they came forward to appear before the press, they were both wearing masks very ostentatiously, and then they took them off, of course, when they were speaking to the public, and they were there in that lonely, lonely gymnasium in Delaware, and then speaking to the public together with their spouses, their respective spouses. So a huge crowd of four. But on the mask issue, there are two different counties in different parts of the country that show some of the idiot extremes that people go to, even on dealing with something like a coronavirus. In fact, these extremes are so foolish and so ill-advised that they deserve some very special recognition. Golden Turkey Awards.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
The Federalist reports that Fairfax County, Virginia, which is one of the wealthiest counties in the United States, it's part of suburban Washington. Actually, a very wealthy guy named George Washington, once upon a time, lived in Fairfax County. But not much of the George Washington spirit right now. The county in Virginia is discouraging parents from hiring private tutors for their children, even while that school district is refusing to provide in-person instruction in public schools. And this is the quote from a memo that went out from one of the nation's largest school systems. And the memo says, well, the Fairfax County public school system doesn't and can't control these private tutoring groups. We do have concerns that they may widen the gap in educational access and equity for all students. Okay, many parents right now have organized with one another to hire private tutors to teach their kids in small groups at home. What's striking to me is they could have said, well, we think that having small groups in private homes would be unsafe. But of course, it's not unsafe. It's a private home. And we're not talking now about groups of 20, 30, 50 people. We're talking about a private home. The objection they have, we have concerns that they may widen the gap in educational access and equity for all students. What about parents who just want to homeschool? Really? I mean, who just want to teach their kids while the schools are not in session? This is outrageous. And they comment in this memorandum, we have received some requests from parents who would like to cluster groups or pods of students together with a specific teacher. From both a logistical perspective and in the interest of educational equity, in other words, heaven forbid that a child should get further ahead, the Fairfax County Public Schools cannot accommodate such requests. While warning parents against at-home tutoring because everyone can't afford it, Fairfax County also won't let students come to school in person. Instead, public schools are resuming entirely online on September 8th. With a budget of about $3 billion, Fairfax County serves almost 190,000 children in 196 different schools. Wow. Back in April, the attempt by Fairfax County Public Schools to move instruction online resulted in the Washington Post saying the effort was plagued by massive technological troubles, possible privacy breaches, and online harassment of students and teachers, which led Fairfax to cancel school for several days. Congratulations to them. Now, on the other side, and in another part of the country, there is this from Ocala.com in Ocala, Florida, Marion County. Sheriff Billy Woods forbids his employees and those visiting his offices from wearing masks as Ocala wrestles with a countywide mask mandate. As the city of Ocala wrestles with an ordinance requiring face covering for people inside businesses, the county sheriff of Marion County, Billy Woods, told his employees they will not wear masks at work, and visitors to his office are also forbidden from wearing masks. Now, look, isn't it even more obnoxious to forbid people from wearing masks than to require people to wear masks? This is strange, and it's inappropriate. Woods, in an email dated August 11th, said, "My order will stand as is. When you are on duty, working as my employee and representing my office, masks will not be worn." The point that he makes is that he believes that it's difficult to hear people while they are wearing masks. It's tougher to understand them, and there are a lot of problems in law enforcement if people in law enforcement are wearing masks and you can't understand what they're asking you to do. The sheriff said if anyone confronts an employee about not wearing a mask, the employee should politely and professionally tell them that I am not required to wear a mask, nor will I, per the order of the sheriff, and then walk away. From that point on, it will be my burden and responsibility to take care of the person and to answer the problem, complaint, or their question, Woods said. I certainly get a sheriff who wants to make a decision that his employees won't be required to wear masks, but what if there's one of his deputies who thinks, you know, I can make myself understood speaking through this little bit of cloth or paper or whatever it is. I can make myself understood, and I feel better about wearing a mask, as, by the way, everyone should. This is one of the dumbest issues for conservatives to fasten onto. And I honestly think it's a terrible mistake. That's why I think that Biden and Harris jumped on this national mask mandate thing right away, because they read the polls, and I think the polls are accurate, that most people may not expect you to wear a mask when you go to the bathroom somewhere or go to the bathroom at home. But I think they do recognize that it's a little bit more considerate and positive wherever possible and wherever it's not massively inconvenient to wear a mask. But then there is Alex Jones. Alex Jones, the firebrand internet celebrity, conspiracy theorist. He's the guy, of course, who tried to teach the world the lie that, this is clip number 17, the lie that the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut at Sandy Hook Elementary School, it was all a fraud. Nobody died there. He also is a great believer that September 11th was an inside job and President Bush did it all. Now he is literally ranting and raving and going crazy over attempts by the city of Austin, Texas, where he lives, to regulate the number of people who come and use trails in city parks. We'll play it for you. It's dramatic. And then a very different Jones has a reaction, Van Jones, to the Kamala Harris unveiling, which we'll get to coming up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
That is plain and simply outrageous.
And I'll tell you what's outrageous is the fact that, given the fact that we are now 75 years away from the death of Adolf Hitler, there is still considerable speculation about, did he really die? did he really die back in 1945? Did he really commit suicide? There is a new book that investigates all of the investigations. We will be speaking with the author coming up this hour. But first of all, Adolf Hitler, known for his passionate oratory, so is Alex Jones. There is a series of public parks in Austin, and I have to set the scene for you. It's a public park called Barton Creek. It's a green belt. And the entire park was closed down, as other Austin parks were, because of COVID-19. In the same way that there were lots of city parks in Seattle that were closed until they've opened up again, thank goodness, and it's a good thing. But one of the things that they have done is they have required people to schedule time in the parks because they don't want them to get too crowded and people to mix together, even outside. And so you're supposed to make a reservation before you come into the park. And this did not sit well with internet celebrity Alex Jones, who showed up at Barton Creek Greenbelt in Austin with, he's the known for the InfoWars website, which again, they never saw a conspiracy they didn't like or promote. I mean, you name it. They're there. But he saw these agents of the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers and the one New World Order conspiracy who were there requiring that people wear their masks and show their reservations. And Alex Jones didn't have a mask on, but he did have a bullhorn with him. Listen.
Well, the past, I've been coming here since I was in high school and college. And now you guys use your COVID hoax to, like, set a checkpoint up so you can take over the parks and start charging? It's unconstitutional. This is not even a city ordinance. This is a illegal power grab of the people's Greenbelt, and it's time to free Austin. So are you guys volunteers for the city of Austin? Who are you, masked man?
I'm a lifeguard for Barton Springs.
You're a lifeguard for Barton Springs, now part of the criminal power grab. This is outrageous criminal activity. This is the seizure of the infrastructure of Austin.
It is all color of law garbage. My wife came here this morning when you cult member Toots showed up here and you asked her, where's her reservation? Her reservation is that we live in a free country. We live in America. I call for everybody out there watching. The time for civil disobedience is here. I want this removed tonight. COVID-19 is a power grab hoax. COVID-19 is a scam. Is that your IQ? One finger? APD just did its job when a man came up sick and I go in here. And the APD told me, no, it's not enforceable. You can go on in.
Okay, the lifeguard looks to be about 14, who is trying to deal with Alex Jones, who didn't want to go to the trouble of calling up and making a reservation to come into the city park. Amanda Ross, the Natural Resources Division Manager for Austin Parks and Recreation, said a city ordinance gives the department the authority to manage public lands with a reservation system or to limit access. InfoWars insists that they were letting people in without reservations, that they were discriminating against Alex Jones. But again, part of this is, okay, I hope he doesn't have the COVID-19 virus. I hope he's healthy. You know, he should live. He should be well. But if you've ever seen video of this guy, he is a major potential super spreader. If he had the virus, because of the way that he speaks and the amount of spittle and phlegm that is coming out of his mouth, it does represent a danger to others. And again, the whole purpose of masks is to protect other people more than just protecting yourself. I mentioned before that just as Alex Jones goes over the top, there's a Van Jones, who can be a very thoughtful commentator, was a little bit over the top, I think, in hailing the selection of Kamala Harris, as were many other Democrats. But here is Van Jones of CNN on the selection by Joe Biden of his running mate. Listen.
Beautiful thing to see. I think if you're going to give a headline today, it would be Hope Reborn. That's what I felt. Hope Reborn. It's been, you just haven't heard people talking that way about the country and cutting through and seeming authentic for too long. But I think that Kamala Harris did something incredibly beautiful. You know, this idea that she's a phony, this type of thing. There's something about the fact that there isn't an audience to play to here. There's no rally to try to whip up. The intimacy of that space allowed her to come in a different register. And that was the real Kamala. That's a Kamala that I've known for 20 years. That's a Kamala that cares about real people. She's comfortable in her own skin. She loves people. It shows. And I thought, listen, taking away the rallies from this particular team, I think makes them even harder to beat because they get a chance to speak in such a heartful and intimate way. And the contrast between the heart that she was showing, the toughness, of course, but also the tenderheartedness that she showed, it's medicine right now. People need to feel that somebody gets them and that somebody cares. And I think that she was able to deliver that. And she's relieved of the burden of having to strive and struggle to get there. She's there now. And what Michelle Obama always says is that power doesn't corrupt, it reveals. Well, now you see Kamala Harris standing where she's wanted to stand for a long time. And look at the heart that she shows. Look at what got revealed today. And they blew me away. Both of them were stronger today than I've seen them in a very long time, if ever.
Okay, I do think it was an unusually good speech for both Kamala Harris yesterday and for Joe Biden. But then again, that's a relatively low bar. See, this is one of the things that, again, the Democrats are blowing an advantage that the Trump people have handled to them. And the advantage that has been handed to them is this expectation that Joe Biden can't complete a sentence, that they're pathetic. So all they have to do to blow Van Jones away is stand up there and in a credible way deliver a prepared speech. That probably won't work entirely well at the debates. Speaking over the top, the New York Times has a big, most of a full-page coverage for Indian Americans. A sense of feeling seen for the first time. A woman of many firsts revives the old dreams of possibility. So what is possible? We will get to that. But first, consider the departure from this earth of one of the worst people who ever lived. Did he really die, Hitler, in 1945? That coming up on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed to establish a formal diplomatic relationship, a dramatic shift brokered by the United States and President Trump that helped cement Israel's warming ties with the Gulf states. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying,
It's really remarkable, I think, when you step back and take a look at what this president has done on the peace front. And it wouldn't surprise me. It'll take some time in this environment, but it wouldn't surprise me if the president's eventually nominated for a Nobel Prize for today's work is an example.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Thursday she won't resume coronavirus aid talks with the White House unless they agree to a starting number of $2 trillion. Which is double the cost of the Republican proposal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Admit it, I get sent a lot of books. I mean, really, really a lot of books, more than you can imagine. And I try to take a look at all of them, but only rarely will I pick up a book and then read the whole darn thing, because it's so fascinating and it's so readable, and it actually taught me some stuff I didn't know. And that is true of the new book, What Really Happened, The Death of Hitler. It's part of the What Really Happened series at Regnery History. And the author who did a previous book that we talked about on the air, previous book about what really happened with the Lincoln assassination, is responsible for this new book. Robert J. Hutchinson, let me ask you the big question. Before you started researching this book, did you have any doubt, real doubt, that Hitler had died, as most historians seem to agree, by killing himself and his wife of one day, Eva Braun? Did you have any doubt that he had died back in 1945?
No, not really. Quite honestly, I didn't have any real doubts myself, but I did know that there were a lot of events that had occurred that gave the conspiracy theorists who say that he escaped and lived the rest of his life in Argentina with Eva Braun, there was some, if not plausibility, at least possibility to some of the things that had occurred, and that kept throwing the official account into doubt. And so I just thought it was worth checking out, and I think my book is the first one to take the conspiracy books seriously, to actually read them and say what evidence they present. and tell people what they say and why they're not true.
Okay, this is one of the things that I found fascinating in your book, and it's posted up at our website, is I didn't know about these Nazi submarines, and I guess there were two of them that crossed the Atlantic after the war. And for what purpose did they sail under the Atlantic Ocean to go to Argentina?
Well, I think their purpose was just not to be arrested and put in prisoner of war camps. The crew's purpose was to get away. But we do know about these two submarines. We've got photographs of them. We know when they landed and everything. And like so many of the things associated with this story, all that is true. It's also true that there were planes taking off from the Tiergarten, from the big park in the center of Berlin, right at the last moment. And that it's entirely possible that Hitler could have been on that one of those planes if he had wanted to be. I mean, his personal pilot, Hans Bauer, had a plane standing by to fly him anywhere in the world. And all of his top associates were begging him to escape. In the case of Magda Goebbels, literally on her knees, that she thought that was the only way that she could save the life of her own children, as crazy as that sounds. So all these things were happening that give the conspiracy theorists ammunition, but what they actually don't have is actual concrete proof. What they have is that things like this, there were submarines that landed in Argentina, there were planes taken off from Berlin, there was Nazi gold that was fired away, there was a large expat community of Nazi sympathizers living in Argentina. They can prove all of that stuff, but what they can't prove is that Hitler actually did it.
Because he didn't. And we know that, as I found out in what really happened, the death of Hitler, because very recently, 2017, there was a conclusive bit of evidence that had to do with Adolf Hitler's truly terrible dental care. Explain.
Yes. What most people don't realize is they didn't find a body after World War II. At least the Western allies didn't. And for 25, 30 years, nobody, all the best historians, had no clue what happened to Adolf Hitler. There was no body. They had to go entirely on the testimony of his supporters, of the Nazis who were with him in the bunker and who did perhaps have a motive to cover up what really happened if he had escaped. There was no physical evidence. But we now know is actually the Russians did find Hitler's remains, and they hid them away for 30 years in a secret location, and then they eventually disinterred them and re-burned them and scattered the ashes, but they kept a piece of Hitler's jawbone and his teeth. And those teeth were only examined for the first time forensically with scientific tests and so on, an electron microscope, in 2017. And it wasn't until 2018 that an official scientific paper was published that said beyond any shadow of a doubt, this was Hitler's jawbone, and therefore he could not have escaped and lived the rest of his life in Argentina. It was literally that recent that we had absolute scientific proof that that's what happened.
Okay, well, why do you think Hitler did not make this kind of attempt to escape? I mean, we have his last will and testimony that he dictated to his secretary, who was with him in the Führer bunker. Why did he make no attempt to get on one of those planes or submarines and get the heck out of Berlin?
I think he thought he would be caught, that he wouldn't make it. He was very weak, very debilitated. He could barely climb the stairs to get out of the Führer bunker. He was on drugs. He was exhausted. He was a mental wreck. And he knew that it was almost certain that he'd be captured, put on a show trial. He knew he was probably the greatest criminal in history, and that he would be tried for his crimes and so on. And he didn't want that to happen. He didn't want his body desecrated, as happened to Mussolini just a couple of days earlier. And so he had made up his mind that he was going to go down in kind of a Gutrick Dammerung or Twilight of the Gods, right out of a Wagner opera, as Berlin was burning around him. And he felt that is how he was going to end this whole drama. And he was pretty determined to do it that way. And that's exactly what he did.
One of the things that I loved about your book, it's called What Really Happened, The Death of Hitler, is you tell the full story of the attempt in July of 1944 to kill Hitler, led by a very dramatic, heroic figure, Klaus von Stauffenberg. How close did they come to killing Hitler and saving hundreds of thousands of lives?
Yeah, had they succeeded, they would have saved perhaps millions of lives, actually. But they came very close in one sense and not even very close at all in another. What happened was they knew that they couldn't just kill Hitler. They had to overthrow the entire Nazi government because Hitler actually was a fairly decentralized government. He let his subordinates run everything. And so they came upon this, they thought of this ingenious plot to take advantage of an existing Nazi plan to take over the government, use the reserve army to take over the government in the case of a coup attempt. And so they planned on killing Hitler and pinning the assassination on other Nazis, on a disloyal faction within the Nazi party that overthrew Hitler. And that would allow them to arrest all of the top Nazis in one fell swoop and say that they had saved the country from this inter-party coup. And it was a brilliant plan, and it might well have succeeded if they had successfully blown up Hitler, which failed for a number of odd reasons. And secondly, if they had everybody in the organization and the reserve army on board, but they didn't. They had key people on board. The conspiracy was quite wide, but some of the top people were not. They were sitting on the fence. And the moment they saw there was a possibility that Hitler hadn't been killed, they completely abandoned it, and the coup just fell apart. It was actually very tragic because Stauffenberg.
The story is very tragic, and it became a not very good movie with Tom Cruise, Valkyrie. But the book is called The Death of Hitler, What Really Happened. The author, Robert J. Hutchinson, is a first-class storyteller, and I highly recommend it. It's actually posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show.
Okay, that's your one win it, sister. That's all you get at the Democratic convention on Tuesday night, next Tuesday night. That, of course, the inimitable AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I think even the squadster from the Bronx could join in applauding a headline, just brand new. The headline says, new cases hit lowest level since August 3rd. Good news for a change. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the U.S. reported more than 46,000 new coronavirus cases, its lowest new daily tally since August 3rd. The 7-day average of new cases topped the 14-day average in 9 states and in Washington, D.C., according to Johns Hopkins University data. A month earlier, the 7-day case average topped the 14-day new case average in 42 states. In other words, if a month ago the pandemic was getting worse in 42 of our 50 states, and now it's getting worse, thank goodness, only in 9 of our states and Washington, D.C. Now, that's an indication that things are moving along and getting better. And by the way, it's also a sign that things are getting better that Governor Kemp of Georgia has apparently dropped his lawsuit against Lakeisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, about their disagreement on masking regulations. Okay, good, good. Let peace prevail in Georgia. Total coronavirus infections in the U.S. exceed 5.1 million, accounting for about a quarter of the worldwide total. We're less than a tenth of the worldwide population. That, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins, the nation's virus death toll stood at more than 164,500, means it's surely over 165,000 by now. Well, deaths worldwide topped 741,000. So here in the United States, we're at least 20% of all of the deaths worldwide, which is much more than our proportion of the population. And given our advanced medical care system and the advanced medical care available to people who do get sick with COVID-19, this is alarming. And yes, it is reason to be concerned. And yes, of course, if the pandemic continues to rage, or if we have a second wave that people fear in the fall, and there is no vaccine, yes, of course, it's going to be a political issue. But it seems to me that the Republicans need to find a better way of defending this than just turning around and insulting Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Because, frankly, at a time when people are concerned about the economy, they're concerned about their jobs, they're concerned there's a devastating piece about food banks that are overwhelmed by people, including people who are unemployed, whose unemployment benefits, supplemental benefits have run out because Congress can't reach an agreement. And the president says the agreement is dead, there will be no agreement. That's really very difficult because his executive order is not going to single-handedly start those emergency unemployment benefit supplements. We need to do something, and there needs to be something positive. And look, in terms of a Republican response, I was sort of looking it over to the choice of Kamala Harris. You know who I think got it right? Was Lindsey Graham. He sent out a tweet which I think strikes exactly the right tone, and I hope that President Trump and Vice President Pence, who's running directly against her, can echo Senator Graham. Senator Graham said, "Senator Kamala Harris will be a formidable opponent. She is smart, aggressive, and has fully bought into the Democratic Party's very liberal agenda." And then he has hashtag Trump2020. There's no doubt where he stands and who he supports. But acknowledging that Kamala Harris is smart and formidable, it seems to me, is more appropriate than trying to diminish her or to make the argument that she's the worst choice that Biden possibly could have made. I mean, come on. My friend Ben Shapiro has a piece over at The Hill where he says that Biden made the very worst choice he could. That's foolish. Let me mention two words that rebut that. Stacey Abrams. That's the worst choice he could have made. Someone who is utterly unprepared. And the idea that Kamala Harris is smart and the fact that she has varied experience. And by the way, one of the other dumbest things in the whole world is people who are trying to raise doubts about her being born in the United States, about her being eligible to run. And birtherism regarding Senator Harris is going to work just about as well as the birtherism about Barack Obama worked. How well did that work? Well, not at all. It raised money for some unscrupulous and deranged people, but it only strengthened Obama. He made jokes about it, and it made Republicans look bad. You want to make Republicans look bad and stupid and irrelevant and impossible? Then continue that kind of thing about Kamala Harris. Jim Jordan had a tweet that was pretty good. And the congressman from Ohio, who, of course, became quite a celebrity as one of the president's most effective defenders during the impeachment crisis, Jim Jordan said, "The last thing we need is for our country to be any more like San Francisco." Now, why is that relevant? Well, because she was, before she was the Attorney General of California, she was the Attorney General for San Francisco. And she has deep roots in the city. Matt Gaetz of Florida, his tweet response to Kamala Harris. How many times today will someone have to remind Joe Biden that he picked Kamala? And that's supposed to be a laugh line? There is one very, very good way to hand your opponents a big advantage, and that's to underestimate them. And that is one of those things that I think some Republicans and some Republican responses to Kamala Harris are in the process of doing. The Trump campaign, according to the New York Times, was nearly immediate in its digital response, flooding its multi-million-dollar Facebook campaign with ads calling Senator Harris a far-left liberal, that's true, and painting the Biden-Harris ticket as two of our nation's most radical, and then radical in capital letters, Democrats. It's real Americans versus socialists, another ad read. Look, they are not among the most radical Democrats, not when they are people like AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Bernie Sanders on the scene. Those Democrats will be able to frighten people at the Democratic convention. And the important thing about the Republican convention is not going to be just the attacks. Of course, there'll be plenty of attacks, and there should be, on substance, about the desire to raise taxes and increase regulation and to weaken our military. But the clear message for President Trump has to be one of optimism. The country's depressed. Most people think things are not going particularly well in the United States. And what President Trump has to do is not obsess on who initiated the Russian investigation and not take off after a new jihad against Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, but to sketch out a positive vision for America in the next 4 years. That's what the American people want. And whichever one of these two candidates does the most credible job of sketching out that vision, that is most likely the next president of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.